what do you take out of the game? Is it a positive or is it a negative?
It's an even keel. I mean, we got to play a full seven-game series here. And you know, tonight we weren't ready to play at the start of the game, you know, and the start of the periods. I mean, they scored three goals in the first minute of each period. So we've got to be ready to hit the ice and be flying next game.
Are you surprised at the sloppiness in your own zone, though, throughout the night?
Well, yeah. I mean, it wasn't not characteristic of our group. And, you know, we're going to have to tighten a few of those things up. But you got to give them credit. They put a lot of pressure on us and forced us into some areas that we didn't want to be in. And we got to make sure we shore those things up for next one.
Do you get any explanation about the Surrey call? You guys all seem to be a little surprised by the...
I haven't even seen it. I mean, I'm sure guys are more surprised just because it's the end of the game like that. Generally, you can almost get away with murder. So it's, you know, for a retaliation call, it's tough to swallow. But it is what it is. I mean, I like I said, I haven't seen it, so I can't even comment whether I thought it was a penalty or not. So.
Tamo said this morning that in order to win, you had to play 60 solid minutes. Obviously, with some overtime, you played a little bit more, but... That lapse in the beginning, what do you attribute that to? A lack of concentration, emotion, what is it?
Well, probably a combination of everything. I mean, this is a big experience for a lot of guys that haven't been here before. And, you know, some of us have to be a little bit better at the start of games and stuff like that. And our group did a great job battling back. I mean, that's a lot of character in a big game where we had some guys score some big goals there for us to get us back in it. And we'll carry that momentum forward.
How about going into Detroit and what you need to do differently there, do you think?
Well, you know, we draw back on what we did earlier in the season. We went into a tough building and played real well. So we know that we can win there. But, you know, we're in the playoffs now. This is going to be it can be fun.
The goal in Motown is now to steal one away from them?
Yeah. I mean, we're going there to win, too. It's, you know, we've got to focus on the first one and, you know, try and win every game we can. So we're going to go in there. We'll get a little rest tomorrow on the flight and get ready for the next one.
How tough is it to go into every period?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you know, obviously we took a few too many penalties tonight, and much like the first game, you know, when we capitalized on our power plays, they did tonight. And, you know, those are things, like I said, we're going to watch the video tonight and shore things up a little bit and put this one behind us and get ready for the next one.
Do you think they were focused on trying to attack the discipline issue, the way they were playing? They're trying to push you into taking penalties?
I don't know. I mean, we didn't take a lot of retaliatory ones. I mean, there was maybe one.
Our team got a little.
Well, Tim, I mean, that's aggressive, though. It's not, yeah, I mean, it's not a big thing. He's in a battle. And, I mean, I think Tamo can take one of those once in a while. He hasn't, not exactly a penalty guy.
Your young guys were part of that comeback, an integral part of getting adjusted to what the playoffs are all about. How encouraging is that even possible?
Well, we can take many things out of that. I mean, our guys showed a lot of composure and doing the things that we do well. And, you know, we proved that when we, you know, get after it and play the game properly, that we could play with anybody in the league. So they're a good hockey team over there. And like I said, they capitalized on their power play, and we lost the game.
Thanks, Ryan.